Morning. 8:14 a.m. on Monday, May the 8th, 2023. Oh, look at all of the white lilacs. Wow, that's beautiful. I got my recorder going earlier this morning, a little bit, a couple steps. Looking up when I'm usually looking down to see if it's running, I spotted this big, beautiful clump of lilac. Full flower, backlit white against the sun shining behind him, lighting them all up. It's beautiful. Took a bonus picture of the flowering crab along the way. We saw. Likewise, well illuminated and looking really good this morning. Good morning. One of the regulars. So yeah, I feel like I'm running late today. It's 8:15 in the morning. I've had breakfast. I slept in a little bit. I've been staying up too late. I've been staying up till 10:30. And usually I'm in bed by 9:15, 9:30 or so. So staying up an hour later, got up around 5:30 this morning. And then the haiku was a struggle today. Some mornings are like that. Some of them I feel like I just phone them in. I don't know. Some of them just don't have the same resonance for me. Some of them I struggle with. Today it was a struggle. So the morning maintenance routine took a little bit longer, not a whole lot. I'm getting a lot quicker at sifting through the feeds. I reconstituted a feed reader. I'm using Liferia. A couple feeds are problematic, and I just said, screw it, toss those feeds, found alternate. I'm really using it to keep track of people posting on Mastodon that I'm interested in seeing what they write, and don't necessarily want to participate in a conversation with them, although in the case of Allison Weiss, I do want to see whenever she posts a new question. Because quite frequently the questions have interesting discussions that follow them. I keep biting the side of my tongue. It's not fun. So, yesterday was a good day. I got the writing done. I'm making really good progress on cleaning up the continuity errors. Should have it together today or tomorrow, I think. Karen is still working on the last book. He's a dog. So I still got a day or so before I have to dig in. My classic, I took somebody suggested that I look at some of the classics of science fiction. So I took that advice. I've got 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, a book that I read in my youth. It reads a lot easier than Moby Dick. I'll give it that. It's also shorter by about two-thirds. And I got my, speaking of reading, I got my weekly recap of hours on the device from my phone, which is also my reader. And usually I read between 16 and 20 hours a week. I think 24 is the largest one I remember. So I read 24 hours in a week. This is since getting better. When I was reading, when I was really sick in August, September, my chemo radiation ended in the end of July, and then the next 8 weeks were just very difficult. And I read all day, every day. 10 hours a day was not unusual. So yeah, I was reading like 70 hours a week. Twenty's a good number. I like 20. 20's a good number. 20's like half a work week, which seems appropriate. But last week was only 11 hours. And I blame Horizon Zero Dawn for that. It's really a fun game. I think it's the game I was looking for, I just didn't know it. I kept looking for the crafting game and the skill queue game and a horse of that, and it's like, yeah, it has a good skill queue. I won't argue that. Has a good story. The story reminds me a lot of games like Andromeda, Mass Effect, not Andromeda, but Mass Effect, the original Mass Effect, and Skyrim, in that there's a certain amount of combat, there's a certain amount of collection, there's a certain amount of crafting, and there's a lot of running around, but the running around is kind of optional. There is fast travel, so if you can see one of the campfires that you've, if you've discovered a campfire, you can instantly fast travel for it if you have the right piece of equipment. And in the early game, you have to have, looks like a bedroll, you have to have the travel gear necessary to fast travel, to teleport. And in the early game, yeah, you really don't want to, I don't think. The early game is all about practicing skill on relatively low-level machines and game, wild game, and collecting resources necessary for use later. And a lot of the game is exploring the map, figuring out ways to take down the monsters and support the people. It's a good game. I like it. Having immersed myself in it for a couple of days. yeah. I confess, yesterday I was a little concerned that I might have trouble putting the game down and getting back to work on the book. The ADHD is real. The hyperfocus is real. Once it gets fixated on something, it's really difficult to pry it loose. It's really hard. Come on up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. But I didn't have any trouble. I didn't have a lot of trouble. I didn't have more trouble than I anticipated. It was, okay, we're gonna write now. The 2-hour writing block begins now. Usually 2 hours turns into 3. Morning. Tuning the sprinklers. I need to turn mine back on. Before the lawn dries out altogether. What a gorgeous morning. Going to dry it out. So, yeah. I did something yesterday in the game that I was kind of loath to take on. And that was restart. As I got playing, I realized that there were skills I hadn't really mastered. There were controls I didn't understand. There were things, mechanics, that I really wasn't able to take advantage of early in the game, which held me back a little bit. So I wondered what it would be like to restart, and would my skills come back? Would the manual dexterity and the keyboard controls, would it make a big difference starting out? The answer is yes. Oh, the lilacs are smelling good this morning. They really need pruning. Mine do too. I need to go out and cut about a third of them down, but I'll wait till after they flower. And then we'll see what we can do. Take the pruning saw back there and cut down some of the thick ones and prune out the remaining. So I restarted yesterday and spent, well, it was late in the day. I played through a Shave Meridian, killed Redmaw, and then thought, well, I still haven't gone into the Banook. I'm being subtly pressured into buying the Forbidden West DLC. And I admit it's pretty attractive. But I'm only about halfway through the game I have, according to the game stats. And I was concerned that if I started again, I would lose all the progress I made. And it turns out it keeps all of the saves. So I copied the save game file just in case, so I could restore it if I needed to. And then started over. I didn't have to go through the entire intro naming thing. But the initial discovery of Aloy's focus and saving Teb went much faster. It went really quick. Because, well, one, I wasn't figuring out how to walk. Two, I was using the focus way more often. I don't think I used the focus very much at all in the first few hours of play, and that was a mistake. I'm really spoiled by having good weapons, but the spear turns out to be a lot more powerful than I had been used to using it. I'm coaxing in machines and then getting the silent kills on them early on, when, you know, my next level I think is only a few thousand points compared to the next level beyond. I don't know what I am, 33 or so, no, 40, and the next level was I think 25,000 points or something. The levels come faster, and with levels come skill points, and with skill points come skills. So now that I know what some of the skills do, I've got a better chance of creating the kind of character that I want to create, instead of the one that says, well, I wonder what this does. I know what most of them do now, so that's cool. Oh, I have a stuffed up ear. Every time I yawn or swallow hard or something, I hear crickets in my ears. So that chirpy trill cricket sound. But now I have an ear that's kind of stopped up. It just keeps echoing in my head when I talk. It's distracting. Oh yeah, the flowering crabs are all, well, some of them are flowering. What about these three? These two right here. They seem to be running a little bit behind. With just a few leaves on them. Wonder if they've been winter killed. this one that looks really sad. All it's got is brown leaves on the bottom of it. Looks like it might have been winter killed. These big trees here. I'm walking alongside the park. You're too late, Eric. It really needs pruning. They all need pruning. You can see they don't look like trees. They look like sort of, they go up on a single trunk, but then they turn into thickets of bushes. And every one of those little suckers is taking energy away from flowering growth and new growth. And hampering the tree a bit. My lilacs are looking okay. I'm peeking up over the fence. Looking a bit purplish in the tips, but they haven't come out in full flower yet. Somebody's lilacs have. I can smell them. Maybe they are mine. No, they aren't. They don't, because mine aren't flowered up yet. They're budded, but they probably won't flower till today or tomorrow. At any rate, the dandelions are flowering nicely. Look at all of the dandelions. The neighbors are all going, you son of a... You know what? Tough. But I am at the Vecchi. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.